I'm Mark Brayford, and I teach neuroscience courses. If you think about the way you have to look at these paintings of Cezanne that have sort of very abstract and minimal features, and then create from that a sense of what the scene is, it is an analogy to the way that neuroscientists now think the visual system is actually working. As we look around the painting, our eye is drawn in various directions as we're trying to resolve various things that are not really there. They're not resolvable because they weren't painted in detail, but our eye is continuously trying to go around and look at them as though it seems as though they're in our peripheral vision, but then we look at it centrally, it's not really there either. I guess the idea that the eye is not a camera, seeing depends upon the brain making an interpretation in a top-down way. Some part of the brain receives some information and then it sort of imposes on the rest of the incoming information some sense. I think that really is the function of the brain to search out sense.